This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I saw a piece in the New York Times the other day that brought me up short because, honestly, it was a story I should have been up to speed on, but I wasn't. Anna Swanson wrote it. She covers trade for the Times, also appears here on Fridays as well. And the story was about trade adjustment assistance, a program that's been around for 60 years to help workers who are losing jobs because of globalization. And TAA, it turns out, is going away, just ending. So we got Kara Reynolds on the phone. She's a professor of economics at American University. We want to do kind of a postmortem where she teaches. By the way, at American, she teaches trade. Professor, nice to have you on.
Nice to be here.
Do me a favor, would you, and set the historical scene for me on TAA in the like early 60s, right? Tell me why.
Right. At the time, the United States and countries around the world were engaged in a series of trade negotiations, really, to lower trade barriers. And the Trade Adjustment Assistance Act was really designed to protect those workers who are losing their jobs due to trade because of the increase in imports associated with those decrease in tariffs.
So in the broad sweep of history then, has it worked?
Well,
yeah, tricky question, right?
That is a tricky question. Yeah. So, you know, the goal of the program was really twofold. It was to make sure that workers find new jobs and at a comparable income level. And the evidence is really mixed on the degree to which the program's been successful. There has been some evidence that workers have benefited. My impression is that it's mostly workers who've actually been able to participate in some of those training programs. And unfortunately, in a lot of towns, there's just not a lot of training opportunities available.
The thing about trade adjustment assistance, from my perspective, the guy who's covered this for a long time, and in fact, who literally got this answer from President Obama when I asked him about it, if I could name drop here for just a second, is that politicians of either stripe, when asked about the challenges of free trade, would always say, oh, we've got trade adjustment assistance. Don't worry about anything. We'll get you the training. And it seems mixed success, right?
I will say that even though the stated goal was to find these workers new jobs, the unstated goal was really to get politicians to vote for these new trade agreements, right? So in that sense, it has been successful. We liberalized trade for 30 years. But I think like many of our worker training programs, actually, it's just a very challenging task to try to help workers adjust into new industries.
The thing about it, and honestly, I didn't know that this was happening, and it's my job. I didn't know that it was going away until I read that piece in the New York Times by Anna Swanson. It seems to be being allowed to just wither as opposed to actually be ended, right? And it's just kind of dripping away.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't know it was happening either, and it's also my job. Usually, the money for this program or attention to this program comes about when we are forming new free trade agreements. But we've really lost our taste for new free trade agreements, right? The last one would have been the Trans-Pacific Partnership Act, the TPP, that we decided not to even attempt to pass. And so I think that's one of the reasons why no one's really been paying attention to the program.
So do you expect that this is just it and that given our attitudes now about free trade, this program is kind of done and we're not going back?
You know, there is kind of like this anti-globalization viewpoint. I would think that given that viewpoint, there would be more efforts to help workers who have lost their job due to trade. That even though we're not forming new free trade agreements, globalization isn't going away and there's still increasing import competitions. I'd like to think that if not the TAA program, that this is something that we'd pay attention to and think of other ways to help workers adjust.
If I'm a 50, 55-year-old worker who sees their job possibly going away, do you think I'm just out of luck?
I mean, is it pessimistic of me to say yes? I mean, it's just a hard population to serve.
Kara Reynolds, she's a professor of economics at American University. Professor Reynolds, thanks for your time. Ma'am, I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much.